What is going on, Colts Nation? I am Eric Smith, your host of the Colts Cast. Hey, it's most definitely mock draft season. It's time to actually do some mock drafts for the Indianapolis Colts in 2024. We've talked about a few players that could be a target in the first and second round, things like that. But we haven't really compiled a draft. Now, this won't be my only mock draft before the NFL draft. Things will change in the coming months leading up until the main event. But here we go. Indianapolis Colts 3-round 2024 NFL mock draft 1.0 by yours truly, Eric Smith of the Colts Cast. Only doing 3 rounds today. So I think once we get real close to NFL draft, I'll do a full mock draft. But right now, I mean, things are going to shake up where let's just do the first 3 rounds, see where we're at, and then we'll go from there. So without further ado, let's take a stab at it. Don't forget to please like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts, Colts Nation. That's the best way to support us as it gets our video out to other passionate Colts fans just like you. And ladies and gentlemen, it is completely free. So I think Ballard could go multiple directions here. It's really interesting because Chris Ballard, he's been with the Colts since 2017, but he's only made 4 first round selections during his tenure. Why? Because we trade them all away. So his first round selections so far have been Malik Hooker, safety, decent player, I would say in my opinion. But inconsistent, we declined his fifth-year option. He did have that cool one-handed interception on Phillip Rivers. And then, you know, we got Phillip Rivers later. But Quentin Nelson, guard, 4-time All-Pro, 6-time Pro Bowler, massive win by Ballard. Quiddy Pay's a good player, not a slam dunk yet, but Pay's still young. He's 25. So good player, not a slam dunk. Anthony Richardson, quarterback, to be determined. But I like what I saw. I'm sure a lot of Colts fans have too. And some Colts fans have reservations about him, but still TBD on Richardson. So overall, he hasn't made any quote-unquote bad first-round picks. 2 defensive positions and 2 offensive positions selected. So now, mock draft season. So with the 15th overall pick, drum roll, please. The Indianapolis Colts select Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama. It was really, and I mean, it is extremely hard not to go cornerback here. I would like to see some other Colts mock drafts. I want to see what Jamal cooks up too, but it was really hard for me not to go cornerback here. And I don't have faith right now that Chris Ballard will bring in a big veteran in free agency. I mean, we need a CB1. We really do. And I think money's going to be spent on retaining some other guys. So why not take Arnold here? Greatly fills a need on our team, if he's there, of course, because, you know, the first corner in a draft gets taken way before 15. And Arnold he's looking like consensus number 1/2/3. I mean, he's up there. He's a top 3 cornerback prospect. So we may not get a choice here. But if he's here, give me the scheme-friendly playmaker who arguably performed better than Kool-Aid McKinstry in 2023, especially later on in the year. He got better as the games went on. To start alongside Juju Brents, you know, 6 foot, 196 pounds. That's a good size, good length. He's got good reaction timing, great in run support. I mean, he has it all. And this would be a surefire upgrade to our secondary. So let me get some Terrion Arnold and I'll be happy. All right, no more drum rolls, but we'll keep going. With the 46th overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Chop Robinson, edge, Penn State. Chop Robinson. So I've seen this guy go as a day one pick in some mocks, but I've also seen him drop to late second rounds in a lot of mocks. And the ones I've conducted, the mock drafts I've played out, he has been there in the second round. So you know, this is what I'm going off of. So, you know, if he's there at 46, you know, we could always use help in the pass rushing game. So he's, if he's there, take him and hope he develops into a dominant pass rusher. Chop Robinson's strength is he has one of the best first steps of any prospect. That's a big, you know, pass rushing tactic. So can you explode off the line of scrimmage? So that, you know, Chop Robinson can. So give me this athletic beast in the second round if he's available. All right. So with the 82nd overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Javon Bullard, safety, Georgia. So who else is tired of, you know, some of our safeties just busting assignments and coverage? I feel like that was a problem for us last year. You know, this group needs attention. Don't really have a standout safety besides Julian Blackman. And he's actually a free agent. I don't know what's going to happen with them. I hope he's retained. He was looking pretty good in 2023. Like, he took a massive step up. And it's because he got moved to that strong safety position. He thrived into that position. So this is where Bullard comes in. He'd come in, hopefully be a day one starter at free safety alongside Julian Blackman if he's retained. You know, if not, he doesn't have to be a day one starter, but a depth piece, maybe a slot corner in the future. You know, he has this versatility that we would like. High football IQ, great instinct, something that's valuable in a defense, in any defense, because they can generate turnovers off the right read. So, you know, we were average in the takeaways category last year. That's something we were missing, especially losing Shaquille Leonard. You know, he was a turnover machine or a takeaway machine, however you want to call it. You know, let's get better in that department. Let's take a Javon Bullard. You know, one side note, he is on the smaller side of frame and size at 5'11", 195 pounds. So he may not be a target for Ballard. But his versatility can't go unnoticed. I would like to have him on our squad if we can get him. And yes, everyone, I did take three defensive players in three subsequent rounds. Will it go down that way? Probably not. But it could. And that's why it's just a mock draft. Depending on which Colts fan you talk to, offense was an issue, defense was an issue, they were both an issue. Either way, I think if these prospects are available, it's a big boost to our defense. We can always look in free agency for the offensive side of the ball. We can also look into, you know, day three picks for the offensive side of the ball. So let me know your thoughts, Colts Nation. I'd love to hear them. Jamal is going to post his as well in a few days. Be on the lookout for that. But that is my very first mock draft, three round for the 2024 NFL draft. Let me know your thought. I got to know. But that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. Always, always live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.